Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's good to be back at the somewhat normal time of my daily podcast and broadcast here on Facebook. Temperature display on the outside temp on the display in my truck was about 25 degrees warmer than it was a couple days ago, actual temperature. And so it was about 20 degrees by my truck's thermometer at least, and it was close to 5 below Monday morning when I came in, but it might have been Tuesday morning. I lose track of time. Tuesday morning. But anyhow, heading for warm-up, I know for those that are in the deep south that have experienced winter in a way that's rather unusual for them, just pray that they're safe and enjoying the northern weather for a change. Been talking and praying this week about the call of Jesus to come to him. He says, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Take up your cross and follow me," he says. His instructions throughout his life here on earth was that people would follow him. And when we come to Jesus, there's things that he wants us to be a part of that call to come. And we've talked and prayed about a number of those already this week, and we'll finish out the broadcast part of the week today and tomorrow with a couple more. But recognizing that God's desire is we're coming to Jesus so that we would come near to him. So that's where we're going to focus today, is come near to God. It's an incredible privilege that we have. One of those that the early Israelites, were told to avoid. In fact, it would be a detriment to them to come very near. The places where God would dwell and he would descend upon the mountain and upon the tent of meeting in order to converse with Moses were off limits. The ordinary average person was given strict instructions about how far away they needed to stay or else they could die. And recognizing God's holiness, and Jesus comes and changes all of that. He comes to be God with us, walking in our streets, having meals with us, sharing stories and listening to stories, being involved in life. Our text this morning that I want to focus on is James 4, verse 8, because it talks a little bit about what this involves. We like the first part, I think. It says, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you." And I suspect we hold fast to that promise. We enjoy that promise. We long to see that promise fulfilled in our life because it's beneficial. If we come near to God and he comes near to us, we're in relationship. Now, we're assuming that this is a friendly relationship. There are times that you come near to someone or someone comes near to you and their intentions are not for your good, or your intentions are not for their good. And when you recognize that, there's a decision that has to be made about how you put distance between that nearness that becomes a threat. But when it relates to God, it's assumed in the context of the verse that it's a good thing to come near to God and have him come near to us. It's a mutual desire. And we as believers in Christ rejoice that we can come near to God and that He comes near to us. Oh, but then we get the second part of the verse. We were pretty happy at the first half and quit reading, didn't we? Come near to God and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. He says there's a way to come near to God. A way that's necessary, a washing of our hands, our actions. A purifying of our hearts, our motives. There must be a recognition that God Himself is holy and we must allow the blood of Jesus to create a holiness in us so that we can stand, we can exist, we can enjoy the presence of God. See, when we come near to God and He comes near to us, there's work that must be done. And it's a loving work. It's a helpful work. It's a work that transforms us more and more into the image of His Son. It's kind of like scheduling a doctor's visit. Especially a doctor's visit because you're sick. Now, in today's culture, with the idea of coming near sometimes takes place over media, televisits, they call them. You're not really all that close other than pictures and words. But for many of us, our approach is still the actual come near. And for some of us, we avoid that as much as we can, as long as we can. Until we realize we need help. And we can call our doctor and say, hey, I'm not feeling well. These are the symptoms. This is what's going on. I'm suffering. And occasionally they will be able to give some advice over the phone or do something that would help relieve the issue, but many times, because our body is so complicated, because symptoms can mean a lot of different things, the response is you're going to have to come in. And when we come near to our doctor and our doctor comes near to us, there's the ability to figure out what needs done and how to help us. And it's still kind of on us as to whether we follow the doctor's advice, whether we take the prescription, whether we do the therapy exercises, whether we change our diet, whether we do whatever it is that our drawing near to Him and Him drawing near to us, or her drawing near to us, as the case may be. The benefit comes from a positive response to what we learn. And obviously the illustration breaks down a little bit because doctors are people. And they give their best advice and the things that are going to be most helpful, but they're not God. And their advice and their help doesn't always accomplish everything we wanted it to, let alone everything they might have wanted it to. But it generally accomplishes nothing if we don't try it. And I think sometimes we take the failures of others to do what we wish they could do and apply it to God in making excuses as to why we just don't obey. You see, coming near to God is our approach. God coming near to us is His desire. And the result that needs to be accomplished is the cleansing. We talked about that a bit, I think it was yesterday. That we come to Jesus, we come to God so that we can be cleansed. And we find as we step towards Him, He steps towards us, and He begins by His Spirit to convict us of sin, of righteousness, of the things which we ought to do and the things we ought not to do. And we find that our actions are cleansed. Our thoughts and motives are purified. We become more like the person God recreated us to be. The one that was born as a new creation in Christ. And we celebrate that this coming near to God and Him coming near to us is a daily activity. As we read His Word, as we spend time in prayer, as we follow the guidance and comfort of His Spirit, the nearness becomes more and more great. Couples have a variety of responses to life. God's desire, I believe, is that it becomes a picture of our relationship with Him. That the longer that we're married, the nearer we are to one another, and sometimes it's only physically so much nearness that you can have, and yet there's more than that. There's emotional, spiritual nearness. A growth that continually makes us more and more one. And sometimes because of our personality, sometimes because of the teachings of this world, we resist that. We're afraid of losing who we are if we become one completely with someone else. And yet, when we come into relationship with God, His desire is that we do lose completely who we were so that we can become completely one with Him in a new way, in a way that's eternal. Would you draw near to God as we pray? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to know who You are. But not just to know who You are, but to know how to find You and to how to come near to You. And Father, it's not something that we simply do casually. It's something that we take seriously. We approach with humility. And Father, in that humility, we find that You draw near to us and help us to notice and see where we need to be cleansed. The actions that we're finding ourselves involved in that are not appropriate. The actions which are harmful in our relationship with You, they're harmful in our relationships with one another. They're just harmful to people. And You say, cleanse your hands. And in order for our hands to remain cleansed, we have to stop doing the things that are making them dirty. Father, sometimes we have to look beyond our hands into our mind, our thoughts, our motives, and realize that the cleansing of our hands is necessary because our thoughts are not pure. And we're seeking revenge, or we're seeking greatness of our own. We're seeking something that is not of you. And we let the elements of lust and greed and envy and hatred not only fill our thoughts, but motivate our actions. And those become a barrier between us drawing near to you and your ability to exist close to us. It creates a separation that is not good. And so, God, today I pray for all of those things in our life that we're holding on to that are a stumbling block between us being near to you and you being near to us. May we notice those. Not the stumbling blocks in the lives of others, but our own stumbling blocks. The things that we've held fast to because we've not figured out how to let go of gracefully. The things which have entangled us and we're just not sure how to even shake loose from them. The things which make us embarrassed to draw near to you. The things that make us run in the wrong direction. So God, it's my prayer that today, as we examine our hands, our actions, as we examine our mind, our thoughts and motives, may we be cleansed and purified so that we experience the fullness of drawing near to you and having you draw near to us. And in that fullness, Father, help us in all things to lift up Jesus so that as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.